Today's episode of TMS is brought to you by our friends at Squarespace.com. Building websites is easy for you when you go to Squarespace.com. They have all the templates, tools, and great things you need to make that happen. You can also get a 14-day free trial without a credit card. And when you decide to stay, use the code MORNING at checkout. That'll save you 10%. That's MORNING at checkout at Squarespace.com. Build it beautiful.
Can you make me a star? Can you milk me?
Coming up on TMS, the world is on fire.
Sharks are on the move.
Netflix has big plans.
Hollywood loses a good one.
Cram that baby full of peanuts and eggs.
Tom's tech time and more on this episode of The Morning Stream.
He may not be any chicken, but he's a tough baby when the situation calls for it.
The Morning Stream.
The Morning Stream. Better than a straw tart blueberry pop tart.
Good morning, Wednesday people, and welcome to the Morning Stream for Wednesday, the 21st of September 2016. I'm Scott Johnson with Brian Ibbett. Hi, Brian.
Hello, Scott Johnson.
What's going on, man? What's going on with your day?
Well, It's update week.
Is it?
You know, like last week we got iOS 10.
Mm-hmm.
Yesterday, Sierra. Did you install Sierra, by the way?
No, because it's still beta, right? Or is it the
full
release?
No, it's official now.
I thought it was beta still.
It has been released.
Oh, I haven't done it yet. I got severe, every time this happens, I have severe Adobe anxiety, and I have to make sure that Wacom and Adobe right. and everybody's on board with the update before I do anything, because last time I got bit right in the arse and I had to reinstall an old version, so...
Yeah, you're so smart, because, you know, I didn't do any checking to make sure it's compatible with DJ, the software I use to record Coverville. I'm glad this is working. Skype, hey, yeah. Skype works with Sierra.
Yeah, yay. I mean, I assume that since that updates every 10 minutes, I assume that that would work okay. But, like, last time, Wacom took forever to have decent drivers for what turned out to be a very small change. I'm actually a little worried about Wacom and their update path right now. It's weird.
Yeah.
I think they're being a little funky over there on both PC and Mac, so I don't know what's going on. But assuming that that all works out, I suspect I'll have Sierra in a couple of days, and I can stop saying the most irritating words in the English language, which isn't actually English, El Capitan.
El Capitan.
I don't want to say it anymore. I hate it.
Yeah.
It's an annoying thing to say. So I'm logging into Adobe right now. We're going to see if there's any updates here, just for funsies.
Oh, good. This is a great time to initiate a Creative Cloud update, because
those are always perfect, never problems.
Those always, you know. Don't take up any resources.
For some reason.
Hey, while you're doing that, let's throw out a big birthday shout out to Patrick Beja.
Oh, yeah, speaking Patrick Beja. That's right.
Foreign languages.
Yeah.
Bon anniversaire.
Yeah, Patrick. Patrick, our good buddy. Here's him in a few places.
F it. I'm just going to say it.
Okay, F it. Here's,
I'm not a big action figure.
He's not a big action figure. He says.
He's one of the smaller ones, like the 3.5 scale.
that's true. Here he is laughing. All right, here he is. I don't know what this is.
Sacré bleu!
Oh, that's not really, that's not really him, but that's me making fun of him.
Let's play the game. Which clip is Patrick? Which one is Pepe Le Pew?
Yep, is this Patrick?
Massive Wiener.
Yep, that's Patrick.
Yep, that's Patrick.
And how about this one?
But I need to tell you something.
Really, 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 really.
There you go. There's that. happy birthday, Patrick. He's continues toward hurtling toward his 50s at a rapid rate, and there's nothing you can do about it. All right. It looks
also
like,
happy birthday to my co-host on former co-host on From the Helicarrier and a couple other shows, Charles McFall.
Oh,
the self-proclaimed rock god of podcasting.
Oh, how's he celebrating today? No Helicarrier today?
No Helicarrier today. That game is ending in 9 days, and I stopped playing the day they announced it was ending. I'm like, freedom!
Yeah. So we'll never again hear from...
From the Helicarrier.
From the Helicarrier.
Oh.
That's really too bad.
It's too bad, too, because, you know, we had episodes that fell into award season, so potentially we could be nominated in 2017.
That's true, you could.
Because of award season, right?
That's assuming there is a podcast awards next year,
right?
And I'm not so sure.
I don't think there will be. I think that labor of love is done, right? Would you say that labor of love is over, Todd?
I'm going to say, where is it? Do I have it here? Hold on.
Bad, gay.
No.
The jizz.
No.
I don't know if I want to call it a labor of love after this year.
There you go.
Maybe you could find somebody else to host. What's that that guy who does the Aflac commercials?
Oh, that would be, I think his name is...
Gilbert Gottfreds.
Gilbert Gottfreds. And then they can talk about...
Bearded Fruit.
Bearded Fruit. All right. Well done, Todd. Looking forward to next year. Hey, we got a show to do, and I got a concern. I have concerns.
All right. Tell me your concerns.
Sorry, Anthony and Jeff. I've taken your thing. What was it? I just had a brain fart. Concerns. Oh, yeah, my concerns. Here's my concern. Yeah. The last 2 days...
That was the quickest derail in history right
there. It really was. It started off mild and then got worse and worse, and last night it peaked at worst, at its worst possible stage. And here's what I'm going to describe.
Okay.
I start noticing a couple of days ago just the smallest hint in the air of what smells like camp, like campfire.
Oh, yeah, okay.
But not just campfire, like the kind of sickly smell of like green things burning.
Yes, things that aren't meant to burn.
Yes, thank you. And so... That was just sort of a little bit. And I thought, well, some neighbor's doing something. Someone's got a fire pit and put like too many styrofoam plates in it or something. Like, I don't know. But I just know that I'm smelling it. And it slowly got worse. Then the wind kicked up and then it got really bad. And then last night overnight, as I'm trying to sleep and couldn't sleep worth a crap last night, all night I smell the strong smell of camp. It smells like a campfire is raging someplace. And it's wafting through the house, which we currently have a lot of windows open on because it's fall and we like the weather and we don't want to close all the windows. Right. So the house smells like some stinky Boy Scout freaking, like his dirty old sleeping bag is what it smells like. It's awful. And to top it off, everybody's getting like little throaty thing and yes. our eyes are all that. Burning and it's awful, right? Everyone's got red eyes and we're like dripping all over the place and sneezing at this stuff. And it's giving me a major headache. And I'm laying there going, what the frick is this? I find out this morning what happened. Back near where I used to live in the Eagle Mountain area, some jerkhole and his buddies, probably teenagers. I'm going to get all old man on you for a second here.
Sure.
Set a bunch of arson fires. They're not even natural or controlled fires that are meant to be. They're just a bunch of kids setting fires for no reason, and they did them in these bunch of locations, and they're just like raging and stinking up the whole valley because the wind's blowing it all downstream. And I'm so pissed, and there's nothing you can do. Like, what are you going to do?
That is the worst kind of, you know, you can't really call it vandalism, but kind of destruction. Like, when it's arson caused by carelessness or intent, you know, because fires, unlike spray painting on a wall or breaking the windows or just, you know, like messing around in a house that's currently being built, fires get out of control quick. Mm-hmm. And
yeah, they can jump, you know, to houses.
Wiping out people's houses and wildlife and forests and all that stuff.
Yeah.
That's the worst.
It's
those
lame.
Kids should be strung up by their toes.
Testicles. And here's the
testicles.
Thing. Yeah, assuming none of them had vaginas. I don't know. I don't want to be sexist here, but I assume there were no vaginas. It was all testicles at this point. But anyway, so I don't know what the damage is. I just know we had a really dry summer, and everything's on fire now because of it.
Yeah.
And if they don't catch those freaking punks, I'm going to be pissed.
Last night on the news, we had a fire here recently at an apartment complex in, I want to say, East Denver, maybe in Aurora. And so they were talking about on the news and saying, well, the cause of the fire were these juniper bushes that, you know, have these little tiny dry needles and they catch fire really, really easily. So you got to make sure they're X distance from the house and blah, blah, blah. And then the news goes to like show us what juniper bushes look like. So they put a big picture of a juniper bush on the screen and the newscaster goes, this is what a juniper bush looks like. And I was thinking to myself, wow, couldn't they have gotten an artist recreation of a juniper bush? Or... if you see a juniper bush, say something.
Wow. Yeah, they're really singling out the juniper bush.
They really are. By the way, the juniper bush didn't cause the fire. Somebody flicking a cigarette into the juniper bush probably caused the fire. But, you know, they're creating a juniper bush scare. It's a juniper bush controversy.
It's like
scandal.
Yeah, it's like shark attacks. There was really only one in 10 years, but we're going to freak out about it. The juniper bush. What's the song? What song would the juniper bushes be singing? We didn't start the fire. Right? That could have been it.
It was always burning since the world was turning.
Yeah, that's a good song. Anyway, hey, so fires. Stay out of them. They're no good. Don't make them. Don't start them. Don't have them. They're bad news. Look, that year I almost got burned out of the house the night before Nerdtacular. Remember that? 2012,
yes,
was it?
Yes, I remember. Like, we were sitting there in Noah's with fires breathing down our neck down the canyon in Eagle Mountain. Yeah.
It was real bad. And as a result, I almost got evacuated at like 2 o'clock in the morning that night. It ended up not happening. Winds shifted and it went the other way and it was all good. And then we haven't had nothing since then. It's been great. No problems. And now, today, suddenly there's a bunch of fires and everyone's like, oh, it must be the hot weather and the dry thing. No, it's a bunch of freaking adolescent turd nuggets. We're just out there with a box of matches going, you know, I just want to kill them.
Yeah. I do too. That you know, let's
kill them together.
Put them up against a wall and go Pink Floyd Medieval on their parts.
All right, let's go do some juvenile murder. And then when an actual murder shows up
not
in the news,
murder,
they'll point to this episode as evidence, and we'll be in jail together forever.
No. You put them up against a wall, and then you just bring out their stuff one piece at a time, and you slowly set fire to it. Oh, here's your smartphone. Oh no! Oh, it just got burned up in this fire. Let's get this other thing.
Your girlfriend. Here's your Xbox.
Right. Exactly.
Let's see
That's how you handle something like this.
Yeah. Let's see what the hard drive does under extreme combustible conditions.
Right.
Sorry, perfect. Buddy. Yeah. Okay. I'm into that. That's all right.
Yeah.
I think that sounds all right. All right. We're gonna do some fun here. I mean, really, the whole day revolves around a pinnacle moment, which is us drinking a thickened liquid.
God, it really does.
Mine's foaming. I'm gonna have to keep stirring it.
Dude, mine's foaming, and I made mine 2 days ago.
Oh, good gosh. That's almost
like
worse.
It's active yeast cultures or something in here.
So in this is our soy nightmares, 16 ounces of soy. Or Soylent Green or Soylent whatever, and it's
I'm smelling it. Oh, we're gonna have to just choke this thing down so quick.
And it smells like a diaper. Now I'm not drinking the whole thing. I'm warning you now.
Oh, hell no. No,
we're not drinking that.
Away.
There's not a chance unless
I'm getting an ounce of this down, like an ounce and a half maybe. I'm doing a shot.
Unless it hits my throat and I go, oh, this is quite tasty. I am literally not going to drink the entire thing. But here it is. We're going to try it. We're going to get Daryl in here. We're going to do it. But we need you guys first. 801. Oh, we need a prize, don't we? We need that.
Oh, yeah. I'll throw something in.
We just got rid of everything yesterday.
Yes, we did.
We had
Legion code today.
Legion code. Ooh, I like the sound of that. Hi, you're on the air. Who's this?
This is Michael Haley.
Well, hello, Michael Haley.
Hello,
how are you?
This is the taffy guy. Right?
It is.
Yes.
I'm the taffy guy.
You're the taffy guy.
Oh, my gosh. And I have a thing that I never sent out to you that I promised to send you for your wedding. Holy mackerel.
Well,
okay. I saw pictures to send you guys of the wedding.
Oh, you do?
Oh, cool.
Yeah, I was going to send you all the edited pictures.
Oh, nice.
Oh, very cool. Congratulations, by the way. It was like a Doctor Who wedding, wasn't it? Like,
it was themed. Wasn't it?
It was themed, yeah.
Did you have was her dress made of a thick layer of taffy by chance?
No, there's no taffy there.
You guys missed out.
We had a nacho bar.
Oh, that sounds all right. Nacho bar sounds great. Yeah, we did a stone cold creamery bar for Taylor's thing, and that was awesome. I recommend it.
Yeah.
They come out there
not
with
enough,
a ton of it.
Not enough clever buffets like that. I mean, nacho bar. Holy crap! There needs to be.
Yep.
I want a restaurant.
Yeah,
I'm opening up a restaurant. It's like a country buffet.
Okay,
but you get your chips at one end, and then you walk down the line. You just put stuff on it. Holy crap! This needs to be a thing.
I don't know if I ever want to go to your restaurant.
Sounds delicious.
I'll have sneeze glass.
I don't trust those. I don't trust anything about those things. Like, okay, I got a story for you.
What if I made it like those things they have in science labs and medical labs where you put your hands into rubber gloves and you just make your food that way. And then you put it down to the next thing. You pull your hands out. You walk to the next thing, stick your hands in the rubber gloves. Like the whole thing is encased in Lucite.
Like a bubble boy. John Travolta's in there. I got to touch him. Yeah.
No, exactly. All right.
I'm into that. Yeah. I'll make my nachos that way. And then when it comes out the back or the back end of it, it'll be like little rubber flaps that would open and out would come my nacho plate.
All right. We need what's the name of my nacho? My medical rubber glove nacho restaurant, Tadpole. Be working on that. That's your job.
Ibbit's gibbet. No, I don't know.
Nacho Daddy's already taken, so you can't do that one.
Oh, it is? For real?
Yeah. Yeah, there's a place in Vegas called Nacho Daddy.
Oh, like nacho It's Nacho. I'm Nacho Daddy. Yeah. It's almost racist a little bit.
That's on how you say it.
I guess so. But hey, they're not kidding anybody. Here's the other thing I was going to tell you about those buffets. So I have a little story that hits close to home. My son's friend, Morgan, she went on homecoming as well, not with Nick, but with another kid. And they went to a place that had a buffet. She only had a little bit of the fruit at the buffet. And after the date that night, became violently ill for the next 24 hours because ate some nasty thing on the buffet that nobody knew about. So sneeze, glass, and all, you're still going to get it, man. Stay away from that stuff.
There's still little kids that walk up to that buffet with their snotty, slobbery hands and reach up and grab a grape and put one back and grab a grape and eat it. And
yep. It's bad. It's real bad. I want to say it was some
under the sneeze guard.
Exactly. And if you don't, well, whatever. Sneeze guards, they're worthless. Don't count on that in saving your life. All right. Let's get to the meat of the thing here. Brian, you explain the rules, the topic, and what he might win.
All right. Well, Mr. Newly Married Haley, Taffy Man, we're going to be bringing Daryl on here in just a moment. We're going to be asking him a trivia question, and what we want you to do is to predict whether or not Daryl is going to get that trivia question right or wrong. If you are correct today, you can win a Legion code. This will unlock World of Warcraft Legion. I don't know if you have to have, a World of Warcraft account for this to work, or
I
is
think
it?
You have to have, actually, I don't
know. I imagine you have to have, like, you could start like a free account and then use this and then Legion in your free account for 30 days or something.
Yeah, and then you can even, if you decide to stick with it and pay the monthly or do the token, you just do it from there. I think that all works,
Do you have, by the way, Michael, do you have Legion? Do you have World of Warcraft?
I do not have Legion. I haven't played since Pandaria.
Oh, this is your time. This is your time. It's so good.
This will bring you back in because the content is so damn good.
Yeah, it's really good.
I've been listening to the instance since before Randy joined.
Oh wow, that's a long time.
Still listening to it even though you're not playing.
Yep.
Well, that's cool. That's how I started. That's I listened to the instance before I started playing a minute of World of Warcraft. I listened to like 3 or 4 episodes. Like, all right, I'm gonna go get this game.
Well, it's here we are all these years later, and still we have listeners who don't play who listen. But I think this is your entry point. It's a $49 value. It's a hell of a prize. What do you think? Oh, what's our topic, Brian?
Our topic today is Pokemon.
The games, right? Games.
Could be the games, could be the cartoons, could be little plastic devices that people wear for no reason.
Could be those. Could be anything. What do you think Daryl's going to do there, buddy? You think he's going to get it right or wrong?
I think I might be able to help him. I'm going to say he gets it right.
You're going to say he gets it right. All right. You're a Pokemon fan?
Yeah.
Okay, I'm going to call you a Pokefan.
Pokefan.
Yeah, Pokefan.
Okay.
That stands for...
Don't Pokefan.
That's
it's
a pocket
dangerous.
Fan.
You'll lose a finger.
Yeah, it's also illegal in some states. All right, Michael, let's get this going. I'm going to call Daryl. Cool. Dang it. I wish this part was easier. Here we go. Hopefully he didn't hear any of that. He knows the rules.
Oh, yeah, no kidding.
I like when Brian reminds him sometimes, but I'm not even sure it matters.
Ooh, and tomorrow, while we're getting Daryl on, we have an announcement about the... trivia segment.
Ooh, an announcement, eh?
An announcement, yes.
Ooh! All right, I can't wait. Here's this.
Yeehaw, I'm feeling good today, and I can't even identify why.
Stump Daryl time, brought to you by...
Brought to you by Coverville, where today we finally do the episode I promised you last week before I got sinusitis. Chrissy Hine turning 65. Well, turned 65. She's practically 66 now because I've taken so long to do this show.
Yeah.
But covers of and by The Pretenders. Great, great stuff. You're going to want to put some brass in pocket and listen to this show. Coming up today, 1 p.m. Mountain Time, coverville.com/live.
Nice. And then at 2:30 p.m. Mountain Time, you guys can watch DTNS with me and Tom Merritt.
Yep, that's why I do my show early now, is because I figure it's like your must-see TV. It's your Frasier followed by Friends or Cheers.
That went? How'd that go? What was the order?
It was Friends was always first. Friends was your 7.
Was it Seinfeld's? Oh, no, you're right.
Seinfeld was 8. They usually stuck an up-and-coming thing in the middle, like Caroline in the City or Boston Commons or
Something shitty no one knows about now.
Right. And then your 8:30, your lead into ER was usually something else like that. It was like Caroline in the City or Veronica's Closet or...
Mm, I like it. Yeah. I'll tell you what I really like. Talking to guys from Seattle. Daryl, what's going on?
Well, hello.
Are you in the office there today?
Oh, yes.
What gives today? Anything exciting happening? Anybody, any birthdays? Anyone leaving the company after 20 years? What's going on?
Probably. Probably all of the above.
All those things happen a lot, right? In that corporate scene? Like,
mm-hmm.
Okay. Somebody's like, oh, Bill's retiring. He's been here 20 years and we're going to send him on his way. Let's have cake in the break room. And then Sometimes it's a newbie. It's like a brand new person. Oh, we got an intern who's going to come help Daryl put thumbtacks away or whatever.
Right.
I don't miss the corporate world, but I like to hear about it now and again. Daryl's the Trek nerd, and he comes on this show and answers trivia question about some topic. And today, Daryl, your topic is Pokemon. Pokemon. I think we've had Pokemon questions before, but this is definitely definitely another one. It's another one of those.
But this is if you only see one movie this year, see a movie.
That's right. Do you guys think those Pokemon movies are going to make a comeback, like new ones, after all this popularity? You think,
I think so?
Okay.
I think so.
And it'll be like Ash and like all that?
Ash and Pikachu and Team Rocket and Meowth and all that business, probably. Yeah, I think if they're not capitalizing on the popularity of Pokemon Go, even in its waning popularity, then they're making a mistake. I mean, what, it was 28% of mobile profits are still coming from Pokemon Go, and it's a month after its peak.
Yeah, it's pretty good.
What does Ash have to do with anything? A guy with a chainsaw and Pokemon?
Yes.
That's right.
Yes, the good guy with the chainsaw.
Catch them all.
He's this guy.
Groovy.
He sings this song right here. He goes, okay, come on. Get to it. Here he goes.
I want to be the very best.
Oh, it's such bullshit. I freaking
then
hate it.
I do. Don't hate me.
All right, so let's get to it, Daryl. Here's your question. The Pokemon games, and by the way, do you have your goo ready to drink after this?
Daryl has no goo. It was lost in the move.
Oh, well, this is a bum deal. I wanted him to gag at work.
I know.
All right. Where's Daryl? He's in the bathroom again. What's going on? He's got explosive diarrhea. From what? Soy. All right. The Pokemon games are set in various regions. Each of these regions has a name. In what region does the original... Oh, Michael's on the phone, by the way, that's going to help you. I forgot to mention that before. In what region does the original Pokemon Red, Blue, and Yellow take place? So the original Pokemon Red, Pokemon Blue, and Pokemon Yellow, what region do they take place in? Here are your four options. Are you ready?
I thought we don't even need it. Listening to Michael, I don't know if we even need the options.
Yeah, he yelled yes very early. Your options are A, Johto.
Johto.
Mojo Jojo. B, Sinnoh. Probably Sinnoh. C, Hoenn. And D, Kanto. Hey, Scott, take out the garbage. Kanto. Johto, Sinnoh, Hoenn, and Kanto. Those are your options, Daryl. You have now the ability to either figure it out on your own or tap Michael for his vast knowledge.
I will tap the longtime listener of the instance.
Okay. I strongly suggest you go with Kanto.
Ah.
Never heard of any of this, by the way. I've never played the originals.
So. No, me neither.
Yeah. When I was reading the question the first time earlier today, I thought, it means like regions like Europe and North America and Oceanic. And that's what I thought they were going to say. Nope, bunch of fake shit.
Yeah.
Places I never heard of.
Right.
Anyway.
Two basic things.
Yeah.
Kanto could be kind of like Japan area. Johto could be like Europe.
Oh, so they have. Okay. So it's kind of like.
They're modeled after.
It's like DC Comics. It's like DC Comics. They have Metropolis is New York. And yeah, I get it. Which one? Yeah. Which one is Starling City?
Was it Starling City for the TV show, but just Star City for the comics? Is that right? Is that how?
Is that Flash or Arrow? It's Arrow.
That's Arrow.
I don't remember. I swear it's like, is it Starling they say on the show? It's annoying though. I know that. I don't like the name Starling. Starling's a shitty little bird.
Right. Right. Star City. Yeah. Star City in the comics. And
so you
I
got,
think Starling City.
So you got Gotham. You got Metropolis. You have Star City. You have. What's the other one that's for Flash?
Yeah. That's.
Douchebag Bay. I don't remember. But I always
like Coastal City.
I always kind of like that.
Is it really Coastal City?
No. Yeah, is it really? Okay. But I always kind of liked that, and it gives you some opportunities to do some fun stuff. I always like that the Grand Theft Auto games are like this.
Yeah.
Like instead of L.A., it's San Andreas. Instead of New York, it's Liberty City. Like they're clearly, you know, talking about those cities, and they could make them in those cities if they wanted. There's no like copyright reason not to, but you can have some more fun with a fake one. I kind of like
right,
it.
Right.
There's Marvel over there going.
I don't know. I like that it took place in New York, and so you had direct ties to the real world. Yeah, Central City is.
And they're all like right next to each other. That was the other weird thing. It's like Batman could get up on the roof and see Clark Kent's home. You know?
Yeah. I mean, there's that scene in BVS where they're sitting on Lex's tower in Metropolis and they look across the river.
Yeah.
And there's Gotham all stinky and gross.
It's weird to me.
Yeah.
I always thought that was weird. Anyway, hey, back to the thing, Daryl. You got these options here. What do you think? He says Kanto. What do you want to do?
Well, let's see. No, I have jotted down the answers.
Oh, jeez.
And I'm...
That's awesome.
You're killing me, Smalls.
This is good.
I'm not even going to do the last one. So, I have no clue. What a dumb question. I wish we wouldn't do these anymore.
No.
I'm going to say...
Speculated.
Sorry, go ahead.
Speculated.
That was you. What's that from? I know it's from a video where you're testing your audio, which, by the way, didn't work because I only got the left ear. But what's
half
the,
worked?
Yeah, half worked. What is the speculated? What is that? Some Trek thing?
I don't know. I'm just being dumb. Vine.
All right.
It's kind of fruity, isn't it?
Yeah, a little bit. All right.
I did a stupid thing on there today, but you'll find that later. Probably.
Someone send that to me.
It's kind of fruity, isn't it?
I'm sure it is. Is that you saying that, or is that me clicking a file? I think that's me clicking a file.
It's kind of fruity, isn't it?
Yeah, I think that's me.
I am going to read part of a query that I've entered into Google, and you may phrase the way which is a clip and which one's real.
I know. I love that. It's a fun game that we're playing. All right. Anyway, what do you think?
Okay. I'll say Kanto.
You'll say Kanto?
Oh, sure.
All right. I'm going to find out if Kanto's right by clicking a button here.
Congratulations.
It is the right answer.
You're a winner.
Kanto, the original games and anime series, take place in Kanto. That's the region. And that means that the winner today is Michael, because he said you'd get it right.
Yeah.
And he helped you in that way. So well done, Michael. Congratulations. If you're in the chat room today, dude, send Brian a little private message. He will send you that Legion code. And
that's
we
right.
will get you into probably the best World of Warcraft content since the game's release.
I did world quests with Hunts and Tetsemi last night and Kephas.
So fun.
Loving it. I just unlocked them yesterday. I'm like, I want to do world quests now. It's like, I'm not even going to finish High Mountain because I'm so excited about world quests.
So good. By the way, Bo Schwartz, our good buddy Bo Schwartz, found a, the new legendaries that are in the game. He found one in a random chest somewhere, that bastard.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, he can... He can bite me.
I like a good mount.
Okay, great. Thanks,
Bo. Brian, I'm going to have to send you an email once I get off the phone because work blocks IRC and email.
Oh.
No worries. Yeah, send me an email, and that'll also remind me to get you this cool Doctor Who lunchbox out for you and your betrothed.
Oh, lovely. Happy congratulations. May all the taffy be yours. We'll talk to you soon. Daryl, we're back to you now. Let's play a little game with you. Now, last time we did this, we learned Google sucks
ass.
Hold on,
Scott. I know you want to race past...
Oh, yeah, we got it. frick. Dang it. Okay, sorry. Here's this.
Are you hungry?
Aren't you hungry?
Watch a foodie.
Well, I was hungry, but now I don't know so much. We have on our hands liquid diaper. this is soy from the Soylent people, and it's the final thing in the Soylent package. It is viscous. 16 ounces of water mixed with all that powder. It's a lot thicker than I expected.
It smells like dry. I mean, yeah, I know the joke about baby diaper smell, but this thing just smells so bad.
It smells like it does smell like baby
like
formula.
Dust.
It smells like baby formula to me. Like back when we'd give the kids formula, like especially the first one. I think Taylor had to have formula because Cam's nipples weren't working right.
way to like.
She would kill me. She would freaking kill me if she heard me say
that. I'm still going to bring that up in her tech.
Oh, gosh. Do it on the mic in front of everybody, will you? So we went
I
to...
heard your nipples weren't working
They
right.
weren't working proper. So this is... So we'd give the kids soy... soy-based...
Spurt beer out of them or something.
We'd give them soy-based formula, and this smells just like it. Ugh. I'm about to eat baby formula. That's what this feels like. All right. Ryan?
Yeah.
Let's do it. Are you worried? I'm worried.
I'm worried.
I'm ready for Brian to gag. That's what I'm really ready for. And as you all know, this is what he sounds like when he does that, all right?
I can't bark.
No, that's Brian. It's right there. Here. That. That's you barfing, or that's you gagging.
That's me gagging. Yeah, barfing was completely off camera and off mic.
Oh, this is so bad. All right. Here we go. You doing it? Yeah! It's bad.
It's like all right. It tastes better than it smells.
Yeah,
but it's not... got like no taste. I would like put some. You gotta put something in this. It's like
Spackling or something.
Right. Yeah. It's like uncooked batter of some sort. Like uncooked pancake batter.
Yeah. Like thin pancake batter.
Yeah.
Ooh. And there are people Scotch, making this every day.
Anything.
There are people making that every day.
Right.
And going, oh yes, this is how I start my day. F that in a monkey bag. I'm not eating.
What's Soylent it for?
Green, Soylent Green may be made out of people, but Soylent is made out of ass.
Yeah, it's bad.
Does
water.
It serve a purpose? Like a protein powder? Or
yeah,
something?
It's supposed to be like a it's like a healthy meal replacement. Yeah, I mean, basically, it's like hipster Ensure is what it reminds me.
Right, right. It's that is a good point. Like, do you drink this stuff to avoid eating something else?
Yeah, I think you're getting all this, like, okay, admittedly, there's a bunch of really good stuff in there, right? Like, if you read the ingredients list, it's a bunch of important vitamins and things and stuff you need for your day. So that's all good. Nobody's arguing whether that stuff's bad or not. And the soy is supposed to be good for you. However, I think the idea is that it fills you up, kind of like, it's like instant breakfast. Remember that stuff we'd have as kids?
I know. I loved that
stuff.
I did
too. It was great. And
that was a thick and liquid I could get behind.
Yeah, it was good because it was like pure sugar and chocolate.
It totally was.
And it would make you kind of full. And it's the same with like Ensure. And there's another canned thing people get. Old people get it. That's why I think this is just that, but for young, you know, hipster freaking millennials think this is like the bomb. So I just think
if you're going to do this, come up with a more appetizing name and something that doesn't remind people of a movie where people were ground up and fed to other people like their Pokemon candy.
I agree. Completely agree with that.
I have no idea.
Me either. Yeah, I don't know what's going on either. Max. That was Max in Chicago. that was his name, right? Max. Yeah, the little guy came out here for the movie.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it's Max.
Yes, Max.
That was him.
By the way, so I'm looking at I did a search for why would people drink Soylent and came to a website, a blog post where somebody says, I went food free for 30 days and did nothing but Soylent. And it's funny, day one, like he basically is documenting his journey through drinking nothing but Soylent.
Yeah.
Day one, my farts are awful.
Did his face also shrink? Because I'm looking at the before and after here.
Yeah. Yeah, you're looking at that photo. Yeah, no.
Is that even the same guy? Something's weird.
Something is weird.
One guy looks like the dude from Heroes, Milo...
Ventimiglia,
Shentophilia.
Really just looks like he drank Soylent, shaved, and put on a different pair of pants.
I don't buy this. They look like friends hanging out. It's in the same... I'm not so sure there's any before or after going on there. Anyway, the point is...
Yeah, this is for my initial reaction. Not bad. Tastes like oatmeal pancake batter, but less flavorful, more gritty, and kind of chalky.
Okay, and his farts were bad. Yeah. By day five, he was worn down, super tired.
Yeah.
Day six, stoicism. Day nine, he said increased productivity.
Wow.
He looks sickly, though. Get a sandwich, dude.
He does, yeah.
14, powerful fuel. He said it was good, and he was like, I guess, whatever. All right, so regrets of dying. What does that mean?
I don't know.
All of the men I nursed deeply regretting spending so much of their lives on the treadmill of a work existence. Okay.
Oh, geez.
21, seriously, my farts are really bad. 22, 22, family time. He had to spend as much time with his girlfriend. Done at 23, 14 miles, whatever. 27, Soylent pancakes. Holy gross.
Oh, that does not look good.
No, that looks like yak is what that looks like. It does. Day 30, last day. I could hardly...
Look at that meal he had on day 30.
Yeah. The plan I'm buying... Yeah, plenty of my more. Soylent was undeniably convenient, and I plan to keep using it. I won't mind the taste anymore. I'll eat some more flavored pancakes. Plan on using it for many lunches. Physically, I do feel slightly better now that I'm eating again. Okay, well, of course you do, because you're not eating liquid paste.
Yeah. No, thanks.
Yuck. All right. So what are we doing? Okay, Daryl Google thing, right?
Okay, right. Yes.
I want to be the very best. All right, go ahead.
I'm going to read part of a query that I've... Hey, wasn't there an announcement or something?
Yeah.
Do Google.
We're announcing it tomorrow.
I have to play tomorrow. This. Yeah, tomorrow's the big day, but I have to play this.
Because Icewarm already wrote questions for this week.
Yeah, we have to finish out his questions so that we don't.
I'm going
to
read part of a query that I've entered into Google. You complete the phrase and win nothing.
All right, go.
Is it bad to blank?
Is it bad to blank?
Is it bad to blank?
Actually, that's a full sentence right there. Is it bad to blank? Is it bad to blank? Blank.
Is it bad to chew your fingernails?
That's not bad. You know what? I'm going to go in a similar vein because my daughter used to do this.
Bad to drink Soylent. Is it? Well done, another J.
I'm
going
to say, is it bad to pop your fingers or pop your knuckles?
Oh, yeah. Good.
Oh, chat room said that too. Oh, I hope they're not cheating. Maybe I got it right.
Well, you're cheating.
Well, you're watching them. Because you didn't you didn't look at them before you made your choice.
No, I said it and then looked at it.
But, oh, okay.
Yeah. All right. Is it bad to
mine?
Another J. Martin. Is it bad to masturbate too little?
It's supposed to be good for your prostate.
Yeah.
All right. So tell me what yours is, Daryl.
Okay.
Well, I'll tell you what the winning one is, and I'll tell you if we can tell if it matches ours.
Yeah, what's the winning one?
The real one is it bad to eat ice?
Oh, okay, that's what I have too.
Mine says chew ice. Why is that slightly different? And I have eat ice in the list also, but it's the last one. So I have chew ice, pop zits, donate plasma, pop your neck, or eat rice. Or ice.
I have eat ice, swallow gum, crack your neck, which is close to yours, or smoke weed every day.
Yeah, I'm convinced that's
what I have.
Yeah, something's weird. I don't get Google. I don't understand it. And you guys did an incognito window, right?
Yeah.
So did I.
No, I just did regular.
Oh, and I did incognito.
I did private window in Safari.
Yeah. So if you're getting that and he's getting that, you're private, he's not. I don't understand how those match
up. Weird.
Yeah. Google's going to kill us all, dude. That's what this is. You guys understand that? This is just proof that Google knows way too much about us. We're all going to die. All right. So you can eat rice.
And you can eat rice!
I haven't played that for a while.
Nice. That goes with, never mind. We won't say.
I know.
Maybe people don't know yet.
Maybe people don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know. Do they know? They don't know.
Do you know what I'm saying?
I don't know. I don't even know what you're saying. What are you
saying? I'm talking about our patrons. Yeah, so.
If they do know, I wonder if they got it yet.
If they know, they know.
Did you get the one?
I've got none.
What is Dave not sending you things for? We need to send you these things.
I know.
I don't think I have either now that I say it.
Dave, why do you hate me so?
Because I'm making the art. I think I have it, but I don't have it either. He doesn't send me any of the final ones either. So, Dave, get on the stick and pull it out, buddy. Here's the news.
Television highlights of the news of yesteryear.
Let's do some news brought to you by...
The TD Ad by DJ Newman. On the eve of the Trojan War, a potter with ambitions that don't extend far beyond his own workshop is thrust into a world of scheming gods, mythical creatures, and a seemingly endless supply of epithets. Get your electronic or paper copy of The TD Ad at www.tediad.com today.
Nice. So we were talking about sharks earlier. Three surfers have been attacked by sharks within hours of each other.
Whoa.
At Florida Beach. Is that a real beach?
Florida Beach.
Is that just a Florida? Oh, great. Another story about Florida Beach. surfers looking to catch a wave along Florida's new... here's a real name. Smyrna Beach? Smyrna?
Smyrna.
Smyrna? It's a terrible name. Where'd that come from?
Smyrna.
It's awful.
It's somebody wanted to really have M, Y, R, and N all jammed together in a word.
I guess so. It's probably an old word, but it's never made sense to me. Anyway. Right. They just received a sharp reminder.
That would have been the Huffington Post. Oh, this is Huffington Post.
It is them. reminder of the risks along the stretch of that coast. Three people were attacked by sharks in less than 3 hours on Sunday. The victims were surfing in Volusia County, which has been called the shark attack capital of the world, when they were attacked between 10:30 a.m. and 1 p.m., according to county lifeguards. The 43-year-old man was the first biting victim. He was injured on his lower leg and ankle. Roughly 20 minutes later, a 36-year-old man was bitten on both hands. And the final victim, a 16-year-old boy, was bitten on his thigh. No ladies involved.
Wow. Well, yeah. Unless the sharks.
Oh, yeah. The sharks could have been ladies. That's right.
Could have been lady sharks.
What do you look for? How do you know where a shark, where do you look at it on it to see what kind of.
I'm guessing you look where you look for every other animal. Like
just underneath there?
Underneath back area, yeah.
Yeah, or a little wiener.
I mean, you don't have legs, obviously, so it's like about, I don't know, two-thirds of the way back, you look for a little shark vajayjay. Mm,
I guess so. I just don't want to be the guy that has to do that. That's all.
Right.
Netflix in the news. Netflix is aiming for 50% original content. I want you to let that settle in a little bit.
Wow.
That doesn't mean they want to reduce the amount of other stuff they have. They want to increase
it. We're cutting out all of the Adam Sandler movies.
That gets us a lot closer to our goal. 50% original content. That means more Netflix originals are definitely on the way. It's a glorious day for fans of streaming platforms. On Tuesday, that was yesterday, Netflix's CFO David Wells announced that he hopes to get Netflix one day to 50% original content. That means the movies and TV shows you love on the streaming service like Stranger Things and Fuller House. Okay, you didn't have to put Fuller House in there.
Right, like Stranger Things and Daredevil and Jessica Jones.
A billion other shows that aren't Fuller House.
Making a Murder, I mean, anything that's not Fuller House.
They should have said shows like Stranger Things and things that aren't Fuller House, they should have said.
Right, right.
Won't be going anywhere anytime soon, and there may even be more on the horizon. Considering the caliber of work for the streaming platform, that's nothing but good news, and I would agree. During the Goldman Sachs Communicopia conference...
Communicopia.
Hold on, I just want to go. Can I? Is there a razor blade in here so I can cut myself after reading that?
Drink some more Soylent.
Freaking awful,
dude.
Get
the bad taste of Communicopia out of my mouth.
Communicopia. You know what? Nerdtacular 10. We're changing the name. Communicopia. Weekend of the July 1st. Everyone be there. Anyway, on Tuesday, Wells said that the transition would take place over multiple years, and also Netflix is already. Steadily making their way toward that goal. In fact, according to Wells, the streaming service is one-third to halfway there. Wait, now my math's wrong. How can it be halfway? Oh, so you're at like 25% content
right,
then.
Right.
Anyway, in the coming years, they think they'll be able to reach this. So I'm excited about this idea.
Yeah.
They have to be very careful about this, though. When talking about this in public, you need to make sure you're not making it sound like you're dropping all the third-party stuff
right.
So that you're now... 50-50.
Yeah, exactly. They need to... Netflix plans to add more original content to match the amount of...
There you go.
Yeah. I think what they, you know... we should just petition for them to, like, take shows that have so much potential but aren't being fully realized, that potential. Like, Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. Let's move it to Netflix. Make it so much better.
Yeah. I like that idea a lot.
Yeah.
Why can't...
The premiere was last night. We saw the new Ghost Rider.
This thing will not let me remove Daryl from this call.
Daryl!
I'm annoyed by this.
Really?
Chat room saw me trying to do that while you were talking.
Oh, yeah, I do see. But that's weird. It's like I only see your bubble and my face, but the top does say Scott Johnson, Daryl Skeels.
Yeah, that's and it won't. And I've said remove him multiple times, and it refuses to remove him. I don't understand.
So are you worried that he's just going to join anytime?
He could if he wanted. Yeah. Daryl, if you're listening, you should try. Try joining, see what happens. If it lets you join, I'll immediately kick you, but I just want to see if it works. Hey, Curtis Hanson.
Curtis Hanson.
Director and Oscar-winning writer of the L.A. Confidential film, plus many others, has died at age 71.
Aww.
That's unfortunate. The accomplished filmmaker was also behind The Hand That Rocks the Cradle. I remember that. That was a big deal. Do you know what I remember
like
most about that?
Okay, I'm going to tell you what you remember most.
Okay. You're easily going to get this. Maybe. I don't know.
Because my first thought is the, you know, Rebecca De Mornay in the kitchen coming in from the rain and a nightie.
Nope.
dripping wet. So let's see. The what are you going to remember from Hand the Rocks?
All right,
Cradle?
I'll tell you exactly.
The greenhouse glass coming down and landing on.
Nope.
Okay.
That's a good one. None of these are bad. What you've come up with pretty so far are pretty good.
Ernie Hudson as a developmentally disabled gardener.
Nope. Is that true, though?
Yeah.
Oh, I don't remember that.
Yeah.
Nope. Here's what I remember. I remember that Q, a.k.a. John DeLancey.
Oh, John DeLancey, right.
Was the doctor in the very first scene who gives her a gynecological inspection with a gloveless hand because he's a perv.
Oh, right.
And I can never get that out of my head that Q was doing that. And
Is that... Oh, I can't believe I'm going here. Is that what led to Krusty's space hands?
I can't believe you went there either. That's amazing. All right. No, yes, I'm going to say yes. And then he committed suicide because she told everybody or something.
Right. Yeah.
And that just stuck with me so hardcore that I don't remember anything else about that.
God, I have not seen that movie since like the mid 90s. I think I need to see it again.
That's all I remember. And that's when I last saw it. I saw it when it came out, I think. That's the last time. But I never forget the cue part. Anyway, he also did
Send your tweets to me, people. That's fine. I can take them.
He did The River Wild, Wonder Boys, and 8 Mile.
He liked Strathairn, David Strathairn.
Strathairn, or however you say it.
Because he used him a couple times, right? River Wild had David Strathairn as the as the dad, and didn't...
He was a white
was
rapper
in
8 Mile?
Hand Rocks the Cradle, because wasn't Strathairn.
It might have been.
Strathairn.
I don't know.
I'm looking it up.
Was he a white rap? Was he Slim Shady in 8 Mile?
No. Yeah, that's who he was. Okay. He went up against Eminem in that battle with Mom Spaghetti and...
Did he look blankly at a screen and say, that's Jason Bourne? Curtis Hanson, whose sterling adaptation of the noir classic, L.A. Confidential, earned him an Oscar and vaulted him to A-list status as a screenwriter and director. He died at 71. He helmed such box office hits or hit makers as Rebecca De Mornay in the horror thriller The Hand That Rocks the Cradle. Okay.
Oh, Julianne Moore was in Hand That Rocks the Cradle?
No, I don't remember that.
I remember Annabella Sciorra, but she's great. And boy, disappeared. Did a great run of episodes on The Sopranos. And she was everything in the 80s.
Right, but she was in...
What Dreams May Come.
She was Charlie Babbitt's girlfriend in...
Oh, no. In Rain Man, no. That was...
Rigatoni Spaghetti.
Nothing racist about that whatsoever.
Nope. Hey, they're white like me. They're fine.
That was, oh my God, why can't I remember her name? Galino.
Oh, Valerie Galino.
Yes.
She showed her boobies.
No, Annabella Sciorra. Annabella Sciorra, you remember from, like I said, everything in the 80s and 90s. She was all over the place. Like, every action thriller, scary kind of thing.
What's she doing now? Nothing?
She's doing stuff, but it doesn't look like anything that I'm recognizing from like major films. Oh, I guess she played Captain Brass or Sergeant Brass or whatever the guy's name on CSI.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
The cop they always worked with.
Right. I'm checking out Rebecca De Mornay's career since, by the way. Uh-huh. So she was known mainly for Risky Business before this. And boy, talk about you're a little bit naked there. I know who it was. The guy was Ron Silver in Hand That Rocks the Cradle.
That was the husband, Ron Silver?
Ron Silver, the guy that he touched himself
turned into
in
a blob
Time Cop. Yeah. He time copped himself out of existence. Right. She's 10 years older than us. She's in lots of stuff. She was in Jessica Jones. She played...
Annabella Sciorra was?
No,
Rebecca De Mornay was.
De Mornay.
Really? In Jessica Jones?
Yeah, crazy.
Why am I not remembering her?
Dorothy Walker, whoever that is. I still haven't seen that entire run.
Oh, yes. She was the mom of Patsy. Oh, right.
Okay.
Yes.
See, there you go. Hawaii 5-0. Wow. She's in that. She was in Hatfield and McCoy. She played Mary Hatfield. I forgot about that. Love that thing. Mm-hmm. John from Cincinnati, forget that. Let's all forget that.
I don't even remember that.
Law and Order. Anyway, she's had stuff going on.
Crashers.
Not quite the full, not quite the career I think she expected to have, but take what
I'm
you
sure
get.
She's doing all right.
Nah, she's fine. And she looks great.
She does look great.
Anyway, this guy died. That's the important thing. Oh, I guess apparently he had a heart attack. Died in his home. And let's see. He was just finishing. Oh, most recently directed film was the surfing movie Chasing Mavericks. Left production because of an undisclosed illness. Could have been this. Eminem said this. He didn't do it in a rhyme either. He says, Curtis Hanson believed in me and our crazy idea to make a rap battle movie set in Detroit. He basically made me into an actor for 8 Mile. I am lucky to have known him. Well, that's very nice.
Yeah.
Thanks. What's his real name? Walter?
Marshall Mathers.
Marshall Mathers.
Marshall Mathers. By the way,
yeah.
Ron Silver was not the husband to hand the Rocks a Cradle. It was Matt McCoy.
Oh.
Who you know as the
oops.
The other smarmy Betazoid from Star Trek The Next Generation, the one that kind of had a fling with Troy. He's like super handsome.
Yeah, he's creepy. Though. I don't like that guy. Creeps me out. You know who he is? He's on Seinfeld. Lloyd Braun.
Lloyd Braun. Yes.
Yeah, he's exactly right. He just has a beard in Hand the Rocks a Cradle and it throws me off. It looks like Ron Silver.
Right. Right. Lloyd Braun.
Lloyd Braun. Yeah. I just watched him last night as Lloyd Braun. That's funny.
And he was also in LA Confidential. He's more the connection to Curtis Hanson than Mr. Theron.
Yeah. Julianne Moore. Was it Madeline Zima you were talking about?
No.
Annabella Scoria?
Annabella Sciorra, yeah.
Scoria?
Scoria.
Oh, yeah, she was in all kinds of stuff. You're right.
Yes.
Yeah, you totally know her. Okay, yeah. She was all up in the business.
She was, like I said, in everything in the 80s and 90s.
Oh, she's lovely.
She is.
How old is she? No, she's about Terrell's age.
She's lovely. How old is she?
Sounded all kind of creepy. Finally, in the news, I got some good news for everybody. Feeding babies peanuts and eggs can reduce their risk of developing allergies later in life. So, good news. Just stuff your kids full of peanut butter and eggs. If you feed your very young children these things, it can significantly reduce the risk of them developing dangerous allergies in the foods they eat later in life.
And yeah. It also makes their poop come out like Soylent.
Yeah. You can make a little shape, like star shape. I don't know.
Not Play-Doh, Soylent.
I was thinking of Play-Doh. But you're right, Soylent. Researchers found that in the introduction of egg to children ages 4 to 6 and the introduction of peanuts to children 11 months or so was linked to lower rates of peanut and egg allergy. That kind of makes sense. Mm-hmm. Yeah. This showed up in the Journal of the American Medical Association, or my favorite shortening ever, JAMA. JAMA. Used the combined results of trials, and they said that it's true. So if you are looking to help your kid be less freaked out about that, feed him eggs and peanut butter, everybody. Look at us. Look at us changing lives here on the Morning Stream.
Geez, I would... God, I mean, peanuts they could easily choke on. You're not supposed to give them something like that. Do you give them peanut butter?
That's probably the thing I would do, yeah.
Yeah. Non-chunky. Don't give your babies peanuts. You did not hear us recommending...
Yeah, no peanuts. Give them peanut butter.
Some sort of like... you know, peanut baby food or something like peanut-based baby food.
Yeah. And I remember giving our kids peanut butter and it was okay, the creamy style. So
I think they'd be fine.
Just slather it on a banana or something. Let them go to
peanut butter omelet. Yeah. Two birds, one stone, pops in recline. Perfect. Ugh,
it sounds awful, doesn't it?
It does.
Blah.
There's a burger place up here that does peanut butter burgers, though. And it's like, it's called the Elvis Presley.
I've heard those are great.
Really good.
Because if you think about it, peanut butter is just, it's peanuts. That flavor kind of works in that context.
If, you know, Thailand proved it, that you can put peanut sauce on everything and you're good to go.
That's right. I'm going to make a burger. We have to make burgers this weekend at a thing. I'm going to make a peanut butter burger.
There you go.
That's what I'm going to do.
That'll be super good for you.
Yeah. No one will complain then. All right, quick sponsor break, and we'll be right back. Just hang in there. Hey, guys, what's going on with you? I'll tell you what's going on with me. I'm feeling a strong urge to tell you about our friends at Squarespace.com again. Why? Well, because you need to build a website. You've got some cool stuff you make, all right? Let's say you're a maker, you're a builder, you're a prop maker, like Builder N, and you're like, I need a front end. I need a web page where I can show this stuff off and do it in a way that blows people's minds. But I don't want to spend hours and hours and hours doing it. I want to be creating things, not building a website. Great! Perfect solution lies right before you. It's one click away. Go to squarespace.com and sign up today for a free 14-day trial without a credit card needed. And then you can try all the fantastic templates and tools. You can give it all a spin. You can test drive it all. And won't cost you a dime during that period. And then at the end of it, you're going to say to yourselves, well, I really like this, and now I feel like I want to keep it because this has been so great, and I don't blame you. We'll save some money while you do that. 10% off by using the code MORNING at checkout. That's MORNING at squarespace.com. Build it beautiful. Hey, we're going to play some music. How about Indie in the Middle from Brian Ebbett? What do you got for me over there?
We got some indie up in this middle right here. Let's go over to the Channel Islands off the coast of France and an indie quartet called Mosaics. They've got they've been playing for the last 3 years. They formed in 2013. And this is an album that's coming out on October 20th, next month.
Next month.
We're in September still. So you're getting a really early listen to this. Oh, I hope you enjoy it.
Yeah.
This is their single, Always Want You. This is really, really good. Again, you know, hope you enjoy it as much as I do. Mosaics and Always Want You.
Frozen lines require We're vitally interested in muscle.
Hey, can I have a McRib meal?
Many Bothans died to bring you this information. This is the Morning Stream.
All right, we're back. I love that. That was good.
Yeah.
Real good. I got to wait till October.
Modern poppy sounding.
Can't get that till October, though, huh? The whole thing?
Not till the end of October.
Like to hear more.
Yeah, well, you'll have to wait. More from the Mosaics at the end of October.
I can wait. So no Nicole today. She's traveling. She's coming tonight, right?
She's going to be here, yeah.
When do they arrive?
I don't know. It's going to be a whole day of house hunting, so I'll probably see them for dinner and then, you know.
Are they shacking up?
They are.
Okay.
We just prepped the room. Mm-hmm. The room is prepped.
Yeah. Are they going to
scoured for bugs?
like last time, is Mark going to be naked the entire time, or is he going to?
Yeah, pretty much. Okay. God, the dude just walks around like he's just got no self-awareness, right? Just walks around. Mm.
It's his Italian upbringing. I'm telling you. You grew up in an Italian household, you just walk around with your wiener
out. Just walk around with your doodle out. Yeah, yeah.
This is correct.
Don't get close to the stove, Mark.
Yeah, stay away from that. If we learned anything from season one of American Horror Story, don't stand near the stove with your wiener out.
Right.
All right, we're going to do something a little bit different here because she's not here, and it's this.
Send and receive email.
I don't always go through and do random emails, but when I do, it's a good time. And so I'm going to do that today. We're going to pick stuff at random.
Oh, cool. All right.
Things people have sent. There's a ton of it. And we're good to go. So I'm going to start with this one. Ready? Hold on. Let's find one that looks not terrible.
These are your post-spam filtering, correct?
Yes. This is post-spam. Well, I hope so. I don't know on some of these. We got a pit bull response because we've been talking about the pit bull
cool,
there.
Yeah.
I actually got a lot of emails saying, don't get a pit bull. They're the worst. And then I had some say, they're the sweetest dogs ever. Don't listen to people who hate them.
It's all about how you raise them.
I think so, too. However, some have made a good point about the jaw of the dog and how they can't control it sometimes. So when they're playing even, they'll clamp down and not be able to let go.
Which is what happened with Rainer.
That is exactly what happened with Rainer and her poor little neck.
They don't know their own strength.
So it says this. Michael Casaprodin says, Scott, I respect your stance on dog hysteria in general, but you may be a little too naive on the whole pit bull thing. Sure, they can be nice dogs like any dogs, but they are carrying a loaded weapon, their jaw, which they say, a beagle isn't, or other dogs do. I was walking home during a blizzard. A bunch of families were outside playing. A pit bull off of its leash ran down to be in a playful manner, scooped up another family's dog, clamped down on its neck, and killed it immediately.
Whoa.
The entire family was outside. It all happened faster than anyone could react, and you can imagine it was a horrible scene filled with screaming, terrified kids. Nothing provoked it.
Oh, jeez.
It's just know that that lovable dog, if it decided to snap for even 2 seconds, just trust me, it would be too quick for anyone to react to the horrors. I know because I saw it, Mike from the Meeting Stone. Look, I get it. Those dogs can do that. I don't know. Like, if it was so... here's how I look at things like this. If I took... Okay, Brian, this is going to sound weird to you, but if I go get a bottle of ibuprofen upstairs and it says, don't take more than 800 milligrams at a time. Yeah. And if I take an extra 200 milligrams, one pill extra... That's what, 1,200 milligrams?
It's on you, right, yeah.
If I do that, no, it's 1,000, I guess. 1,000 milligrams.
1,000.
Is it really going to do anything to me? No. The answer is no. They undershoot with that stuff. And so here's what I'm saying. If ibuprofen was like a class 5, I'm using the wrong terminology here, but it was some horrible narcotic that was going to kill us, we wouldn't be able to buy it off a shelf. If giant pit bulls were murdering people every day, we wouldn't be able to adopt them or buy them or get them or raise them.
I was wondering where the connection was. Okay.
But that's my whole point is like, anytime there's, they always undershoot. It's like, here's Tylenol and here's maximum strength Tylenol. I could probably take 4 of the maximums and still not really feel anything because they undershoot for that stuff. They go safest as possible. And if there is a dog out there who is naturally inclined to kill everything, we wouldn't have it, is my thinking. Or it would be all underground or illegal. It'd be like, you know, me owning a wild tiger in the neighborhood or something. You're not allowed to do that. So right. Call me naive, maybe, but that seems right to me. So
no, I think you're on the money. I mean, it's weird to compare it to ibuprofen, but the point you're making is sound. It is.
I like a good sound thing.
A good sound point.
I like sounds. Sounds are good. Here's one. Oh, landscaping guys and water. You ready for this?
Yeah. Oh, this is like they're dudes that were stealing water from you.
Yeah. So here it goes. Superbot wrote in. Says, dear Scott and Brian, back in the day, I actually worked for a landscaping company driving, get this, a water truck. So yes, they can just stick it in. Or sorry, they can just truck it in.
Woo! Hey-o!
I
know you see those things, right? They've got the water tanks, and then they have the sprayers on the back end. And
yeah, I've seen a million of these in the highways before and like parked places. He says, so then you just truck it in. In the morning, I would get a list of places to go, and water and I and another guy who usually didn't speak English, luckily I spoke Spanish, would go from place to place to water the plants. Mm-hmm. When the tank on the trunk needed a refill, we would hook up to a gauge in a fire hydrant to fill it from there. The company would then pay the city for the water based on the gauge reading. So you are correct. They absolutely should not have been stealing your water.
So, I mean, they even have to pay the city. Mm-hmm. Wow, I guess it makes sense, right? Yeah. They're a private company.
Sure. They probably have meters and they have a standard where they, you know, figure it all out or whatever. So there's that one. That's a good one. Thank you for that email. That's a fine one. Mm-hmm. Here's one from Chris McConaughey. All right. Exactly. He goes by Crit. He says, to add to the nitrogen and tires discussion, nitrogen does not diffuse through... What? This is weird how he wrote it. Nitrogen does not diffuse though rubber.
Through the rubber. So
he just put...
Diffuse, like, as opposed to... Not like defusing a bomb, but...
Yeah. He wrote diffuse, it. He wrote though twice, and I think he meant through, and the other word should have been the.
Yeah.
Anyway, as easily as oxygen. Oxygen also oxidizes the rubber, breaking it down, causing permanent failure and wear over time. Nitrogen is also less thermally reactive, so it doesn't expand or contract so much when you're talking about ambient temperature swings like cold and heat. When it goes cold and hot, the tire pressure remains consistent. The consistent tire pressure for longer periods of time is the larger reason for N2 in the tires. Just my two cents. Crit. Can I do this? Can I just go to a place and just fill my tires full of nitrogen, or can I not?
I don't know
do that?
Where you go. Like, where is there a nitrogen air fill up?
Yeah.
Kind of thing.
Yeah. Where's this? Because
I ain't going to be at the Conoco station. I'll tell you that.
Yeah. That's funky, is what that is. We got, you know what?
Tire shop says Max. Like, a discount tire will be able to do that for you?
Really?
That'd be cool.
They'll just do it.
They'll just do it. Well, I don't know if they'll just do it.
Hold on. I gotta paste something before I lose it. There we go. Okay. Well, I actually want to do that. I'm gonna do it.
All right. Let me know how it goes.
I'm gonna totally do it. Okay. Here's the next one. How about this one? Well, this is long. Oh no, it's not. Here you go. You ready? Hi guys. This will be our last one. Brian Mansfield. He writes in, says, hi guys. I don't know if I'm about to tell you this, or says, I don't know why I'm about to tell you this story, but I thought you might enjoy it. When I was in the 7th grade, I was in an English arts class. It was the dead of winter, and so the school should have been freezing, but since my teacher was going through menopause, she frequently had the chills. When this happened, she would use a hack to trick the thermostat into making the temperature in the room hotter than the hottest furnaces of Hades. I'm sure there's no hyperbole there.
None whatsoever.
This sets the stage for one day when the class was taking a test and I was not feeling well. Scott, my gastrointestinal discomfort rivaled your worst nightmares. Really? I've had some bad nightmares.
Yeah.
Needless to say, I had some serious gas, and I was holding it in with every ounce of my lower body strength I could muster.
I hate that.
The gas had a different idea and escaped with a high-pitched squeak and seemed to last for many seconds. Thinking quickly, I made a surprised, horrified, and disgusted face at the girl next to me. Everyone thought she had let loose the gas, and I was able to complete the exam in comfort. Bye, guys.
That poor girl. Scarred for life now, like she's labeled as the squeak king.
Well, what was the old phrase? The feller, the smeller's the feller,
or he who smelt it dealt it.
Yeah. So either way, you look like the bad guy.
You may have implicated yourself, buddy.
Yeah. So don't feel like you got exactly away with that.
Oh.
All right. There's your weird random email segment of the show. We'll have our recommendals next week. Should have Nicole back home.
Yeah, yeah, and we still have time. I've actually watched my four words or long.
Oh, Skype just crashed. Wow, that looks good, doesn't it? Look at Brian all frozen there. Hold on.
The concept and direction must come from the man.
Ah, technical problems notwithstanding. Tom Merritt is on the line with us. Tom Merritt, hello. Good. Hello.
Hello, Scott Johnson and Brian Evans.
It's nice to see you. I'm a little flummoxed by what happened to Skype there a minute ago, but it's good to have you on. I feel like it's been forever, but it was just last week. You were back last week. It was fine.
Yeah.
You told us about Korea, but you didn't tell us about Japan, though.
A little bit, didn't you? Oh,
well, let me make that up to you.
All right.
What would you like to know?
Okay.
Like,
did you go to the robot restaurant? Did you go to a maid cafe? You did?
I did go to a robot restaurant. I did not go to a maid cafe.
Oh.
When we were walking around Akihabara, the three women I was traveling with were not impressed by the maid cafes.
Yeah, that makes sense. Oh, man, they're all out on the street trying to coax you into their maid cafes, too.
Yeah, it was a little creepy. We did go to Super Potato in Akihabara, which is near the maid cafes. That is a heaven for retro video gaming fans.
Oh, I never saw Super Potato. Oh, that's the one, like, all up. It's a tall place, and every window is a different, like, old Nintendo logo and old Sega logo.
Top floor is an arcade, classic arcade machines, and then every floor below that is just filled top to bottom with old Sony and Nintendo stuff. Some Microsoft stuff. The one thing I noticed was that the Xbox was a little underrepresented there, which is not a big surprise. But, yeah, you could find Famicoms that you could just buy right off the shelf.
Wow.
Yeah, you can get anything there. All the old SNK stuff and Geo stuff and all that. So Akihabara is known for this, generally speaking. But
like a lot of electronics.
Yeah, but I've heard recently or in recent years, it's not quite what it used to be. Did you get that sense at all, or was that?
I have no reference point for that. Yeah, so I have no idea. It felt like a lot of noodle shops and maid cafes.
Yeah. Mm.
I did not see a ton of great electronics retailers. I did go into one, but it felt like a Fry's.
Mm.
It didn't blow me away, but it was also a very well stocked store with a lot of devices in there. So yeah, I don't know if it used to be crazier or what. The only reason I even wanted to go was to go to Super Potato though, and that was worth the trip.
I wish I would have gone to Super Potato.
So real quick here, a maid cafe. I'm not familiar. What the heck is that? What do they
do? It's like a coffee and dessert shop where the women are dressed like French maids, but they make you do weird things to get your feud or to get your food.
Get your feud.
Get your feud. Let's play the feud.
Ba-da-da, ba-da-da.
So for example, like when Tina and Tristan and I went there, we had to go meow 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 to call our maid over when we were ready to place an order.
I couldn't do it.
By the hour and for the food. So if they take a long time to get you your dessert or your drink or whatever, then you've paid for another hour of hanging out in the maid cafe.
Yeah, I couldn't do it. This isn't going to go for me. I'm not going to maid cafes.
It's something worth doing once. It was a very weird experience.
I'll bet. Well, there you go then. Tom's travelogue updated. We've seen Japan.
Just to be clear, it was Brian who knows all the information about the
maid cafe. All right, well, let's really quickly, before we talk tech, tell me about what you thought about the robot restaurant.
Robot restaurant was unfortunately changed. Eileen had been there the year before, and so she was. And I looked at it. I was like, okay, this is interesting. It doesn't feel as crazy as everyone said it would be. Maybe I just had my expectations too high. And she said, no, they added longer breaks and they removed several of the skits.
Oh, no.
So it used to just kind of happen nonstop.
Mm. Yeah.
And when we went, you would have like 15 minutes of entertainment, which was pretty crazy. Mm-hmm. And then a big, long 15-minute break where they would sell you more souvenirs and
more light
and
up glow sticks.
And apparently it's under American management now. So the glow sticks are now in English instead of in Japanese. And I wouldn't say it was bad. It was certainly still full of, crazy floats and big, huge mecha looking robots.
Right.
And the performers were excellent. It wasn't quite the onslaught that everyone else who had been previously had described.
I wonder if were there still, flagrant copyright violations of women in Superman costumes and theme music from, they were dressed as Superman. They were playing Harry Potter music and stuff like that. So that must have been.
It must have got finally got too big to have it be ignored, I suppose.
And that may also explain the gaps. It may not just be crass capitalism. It also may be that they had to remove some things.
Right.
Oh, man. All right. Well, there you go then. I feel like I've learned all I need to know about Tom in Japan. And up till now, I felt like it was missing in my life. So I feel
my favorite, I'll be honest, one of my favorite parts of Tokyo was we splurged to stay for a short period of time at the Park Hyatt, which is the hotel that is in Lost in Translation. And Eileen got up on the ledge and did a Scarlett Johansson pose. And I took a picture of her like with the Tokyo skyline out in the background. It's just gorgeous. It's a gorgeous city. I had a fantastic time in Japan.
You're the Bill Murray. You're the aging Bill Murray of this story. I like this.
we went to that restaurant too.
We had drinks up there, but we didn't stay at the hotel.
Yeah, we had drinks that first night when we stayed there. It's lovely.
Yeah.
Another place where you pay just to be in there. Like you pay by the hour just to be
Unless
you're staying in the hotel.
Oh. Did you...
you're already paid.
Right. Yeah, you're paying. You're paying.
You may have said this last week, but were the beds tiny for you? Because when I was in Tokyo, everything was tiny.
No. Okay. We stayed in another hotel as well. We didn't spend all our time in Tokyo in the Park Hyatt. Park Hyatt had a huge bed. The other bed was perfectly normal size for me. In the Arashiyama district of Kyoto, where we stayed in a traditional sort of Airbnb, bed and breakfast of Japan, which is called a ryokan. And I apologize for the pronunciation. That had very tiny beds. But I also was like, well, this is a traditional place.
Sure.
Then the Airbnb that we got in Kyoto had one regular bed and then one of the like futon mats on the floor. And Eileen and I chose that. I don't know why. And it was fine. It was fine. It was okay. It took a little bit of adaptation. But
sure.
Yeah.
Sure. Well, lost in adaptation is what you were.
Yes.
All right. Well,
and our cab driver, to kind of swing us back toward technology, our cab driver at one point who was taking us to one of the temples made a point of pointing out the Nintendo headquarters in Kyoto.
Oh, nice.
When we were driving by. He didn't speak a lot of English, but at one point he went, Nintendo. We're like, oh, yeah.
He knows that the tourists like to hear that, though.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Yeah. Did you? And you didn't get, I mean, there's probably no tours at Nintendo or anything, is there?
I didn't look into it. No, probably I don't know if there would be or not.
Probably not.
I did get to visit the Google headquarters in Tokyo because I had an in there.
Yeah. Yeah. You have your wife works at Google.
I don't know if you do that, but my wife works at YouTube.
Yeah. I've never heard before.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh.
It's never come up. Well, all right. Today's a big day for technology because it's the day I'm on Deeply Tech News Show, which I always enjoy. It's not really the reason it's a big tech day, but what's going on today? What are we going to be talking about later?
Well, we're going to have Chris Kohler from Wired on, who's fresh out of the Tokyo Game Show. And so he's going to give us his impressions from being on the ground there. That's going to be a lot of fun.
Yeah.
The news that's happening, there's a couple of different things flitting around that we could talk about now, and we'll definitely be talking about on Daily Tech Headlines or later on DTNS. Google released its app for messaging called Allo,
but
they changed one of the significant privacy features of that. It's rumored that Apple might want to buy McLaren, the Formula One racing car company, who also makes some road cars. And the DirecTV Now service is going to supposedly launch before the end of the year. That's AT&T's over-the-top service where you don't need to have a satellite dish or a cable box or nothing. You can just get it like Sling TV or PlayStation.
Oh, wow.
That sounds kind of cool. The other thing you mentioned, the first one, remind me now what you just said about
Allo?
Allo. I got a question about Allo. Android
apply
only.
Apply it to, sore spots on your
Exactly. It's a nice... soothing has a soothing effect.
If you have a friend named Vera, then you can now Allo.
You can Allo Vera. Yeah. Yeah. So I've read. So the general impressions I've read. Is it Android only right now?
Nope, Android and iOS.
Okay. I'm gonna install it later.
Yeah.
It's fortuitous timing given the relatively big splash that iMessage is making with a lot of people, and it changes. People seem to quite like it. The problem with it is it's single platform only, and it doesn't really work if I'm talking to my Android friends. So I am looking forward to a multi-platform service like this that does some cool things and is a little bit goofy. It sounds like Allo is going to fit that. real well, but every review I've read says, as creepy as this app is, I can't get enough of it and I love it. In other words, they all think that this change in privacy, whatever it may be, and I don't actually know that, but I only heard that there's some privacy thing there that's a little bit funky, and that just generally speaking, the app doesn't seem to be very concerned with people's privacy, but that it's so cool otherwise that they don't care.
Yeah, well, let me break down the privacy part to you for you, because this is no different than if you're talking in Google Hangout, GTalk, etc. All this is a client that isn't by default end-to-end encrypted.
Okay.
And the reason for that, and that was the way it was from launch. They said you can go into an incognito mode, which will be end-to-end encrypted, just like WhatsApp is for all its conversations.
Right.
But we won't always have it end-to-end encrypted because we want to analyze on the Google end the conversations to feed Google Assistant. And that's the big hook of Allo, is you can't, it's not only for talking to your friends, you can also talk to the Google AI and say like, hey, what are some restaurants near me? Or, you know, when's my flight leave? Do I need to leave now? So it's that kind of machine learning, natural language processing assistant that is in the Allo that is, I think, making people like it. Once they brought up the privacy stuff, a lot of people started to compare it to WhatsApp or Signal, and it pales by comparison to those. It is not a secure channel because Google is moderating the ends. However, at Google I/O, they had made the point that they were not going to store any of your messages, that your messages, even if you weren't in incognito mode, would be transient. So Google would analyze them to feed the back-end data, so it could do things like suggest responses for you intelligently, but it wouldn't store them. So it was like a half step. Most security people weren't impressed by that anyway, but now they've even changed that and said, we're actually going to store your messages because we found that Google Assistant just didn't work as well when we were trying to analyze them transient and not storing them. So that is a big change. And if you are concerned with privacy and making sure that your messages are end-to-end encrypted and nobody could subpoena them later, you definitely do not want to use this for your messaging.
Okay, that makes sense. I still think I'm going to try it out. I like the fact that you're sacrificing some of that for usefulness is kind of how people end up caving and going and being okay with this. But the likes of Edward Snowden say you shouldn't use this app.
No, and I don't disagree with Edward Snowden from his perspective. If you are very concerned with your security, you should go into this with your eyes wide open and know, like, yes, don't use Allo. And security professionals will say you need to cultivate good habits all the time so you don't make a mistake. Mm-hmm. So yes, if you're someone who is in an industry that's very secure and you want to make sure you don't accidentally reveal something in a place that could eventually be overseen by someone else, you just don't want to install this app. Yeah. For most of us though, as long as we go into it with eyes wide open and say, okay, I'm not going to say anything here that I wouldn't say on an open telephone channel or out in public where people could overhear me, then you're probably okay. Especially if you're not in a position, you know, to make a mistake and reveal secrets that could come back to haunt you in court later.
Right. And you're telling me that I can install or not install. I can set the end-to-end encryption to being on if I want.
Yeah, but it's per conversation.
Oh, it's per conversation.
So I have to start an incognito chat with you, and then it will be end-to-end encrypted and not stored.
That's kind of annoying.
So it gives you the option for it, but it's just not on all the time.
All right. Well, I'm going to install it here after the segment and see what I think.
Okay.
excellent. That and more later today on Daily Tech News Show at 2:30 p.m. Mountain Time. I'll be there, and I'm very much looking forward to talking about the Tokyo Game Show. It'll be late where he is, so this will be good. Nice and late. Right?
I don't, I'm actually a little unclear if he's still there.
Oh, maybe he's not.
Or not. But I did send Tokyo Times to him. So, why do you think it's cool that it's late for him?
I don't know. Because he'll let something slip. Like he's not supposed to talk about.
I see. He might get himself in trouble.
Yeah, I held a Nintendo NX and it worked great.
Well, man, we like Chris Kohler. We don't get Chris Kohler in trouble.
That's true. We don't want him. He needs to keep working over there at Wired and being a guest on your shows.
Yeah, the NDAs get a little free and loose after 9 p.m. or something.
I'm not supposed to tell you this.
I've got a little sake here.
I've had too much
luck. I'm lubed up. But that'll be good. And
actually, I think it's early in the morning, too. If I remember right from when I was in Tokyo, I can catch DTNS when I first woke up. So.
Oh, all right. Well, that's not so bad if he's still there. well, anyway, I look forward to it. It's always good. Anything else you'd like to mention today before we go?
I would like to mention that you guys rock, and you guys should continue to listen to the Morning Stream and support it. Oh, I got nothing else.
That's super nice. We do rock.
We think you rock too.
Yeah. So listen to the two daily shows that rock. The morning show, the Morning Stream, and the afternoon tech show, the Daily Tech News Show.
Yeah, it's like morning drive and afternoon drive.
Yeah. I never really thought of it that way, but we should be marketing ourselves as that a
little
bit.
Yeah, we should.
Yeah, why not? A little more crossover, I think.
And Night Attack for late nights.
Yeah, exactly. You want to get up all night getting in the dark areas of the world. Night Attack, that's your answer. Mm-hmm. Tom Merritt, take it easy. We'll see you later today. Have a good one. Bye.
See ya.
All right. Brian?
Yes, sir.
We're done. It's the end of the show forever. We're never coming back. Not true. We're coming back tomorrow. And Wendy will be here. We'll do all that stuff. Thank you all for your support for the show. Like Tom mentioned, supporting the show really helps us make what we make. Patreon.com/TMS. If you've never considered it, consider it now. The collectible cards are rad, and you can get those if you become a patron at a certain level. And even those who can't and want to just do little stuff, like $1 a month or something, you people are cool, too.
We do that. That's great. We love it.
Yeah. So whatever you can do is great. The stream live every day at alphageekradio.com. And, of course, diamondclub.tv, frogpants.com/TMS is our website. All our contact details are there. So go check those out. That will do it for us. Play upon my eardrums with musicality, shall you?
Will do. Kevin, a.k.a. Crazy, wrote in, said, "Dear Street Rash and Blistered Bum, on September 23rd and 24th, a group of coworkers and I will be riding the Salt to Saint 430-mile bike ride from Salt Lake to St. George, Utah as a relay team. Mm. This endeavor will take us 26 to 30 hours straight, with each person riding three legs of 14 to 25 miles each. To help me get through my legs and the long hours trying to sleep in a car full of sweaty people, I will load up on some podcasts to play. How about playing this rocking cover of Blank Space by Taylor Swift, covered by I Prevail? In lieu of this song, please play something to keep us energized and awake during our trek. Give some space and don't run over the bikers on the road, though. Thanks, Kevin, a.k.a. Crazy."
Yeah. I have a couple clips for him.
"Thought you was at home with the kids."
Oh, wait, that's not it.
"That bike, I hate this bike. That's I hate this friggin' bike.
This oh, Daniel.
Bike. That's going to be it.
Oh, stupid bike. I hate this bike. You dress up like I'm in a shower. Bye."
Anyway, sorry. Go
ahead.
All
right. So I'm going to just preface this by saying there's a little screaming in here. But if I like it, you can like it too. Okay. The band is I Prevail. It's a single they released in 2014, a cover of the song by Taylor Swift by T Swifty. And it's, let's all get Swifty. It is Blank Space.
Things, magic, madness, heaven, sin. Saw you there and I thought, oh my god, look at that face. You look like my next mistake. Love's a game, wanna play. Hey, hey. New money, student tie. I can read you like a magazine. Ain't it funny, rumors fly. And I know you heard about me. So hey, let's be friends. I'm dying to see how this works. And my head,
I can make the good girls bad for a weekend.
So it's gonna be forever, or it's gonna go down in flames. You can tell me when it's over. If the high was worth the pain,
got a long list of that's fine.
chest like a daydream. So it's gonna be forever, or it's gonna go down in flames. You can tell me when it's over.
Is part of the Frog Pants Network. Get more at frogpants.com.
Good dog, poor day.